Are you awake? Are you prepared and ready to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Last Sunday, we heard the parable of the rich man who was praising himself because of all his accomplishments. His possessions prevented him from seeing God and his neighbor. He was consulting with himself without even acknowledging the source of his blessing. Unfortunately for him, that same night, his life was demanded of him. Today, Jesus is telling us that we should get rid of everything and everyone that prevents us from putting him first. What is occupying the most of your time? Is it work? Is it your finances? Are you checking your phone every time you get a chance? Where and what we spend our time on tells us where our focus is, where our heart is. In our gospel passage today, Jesus tells us that our time should be spent praying, serving, helping, and listening to others, especially those who have been neglected by society. Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." How much time do you spend preparing for the second coming of Christ? If Christ were to come today, would you be ready? In order to be prepared, it is required that we always pay attention to what is around us. To be prepared requires us to always be in constant communication with God. To be prepared requires us to be attentive to the Holy Spirit. To be prepared requires us to always stay alert, for we do not know the hour, the minute, or the second of the Lord's arrival. Without preparation, it is difficult to become God's pleasing stewards. Stewardship begins by preparing our hearts and our minds so that we can properly honor Christ with our lives and our resources. The Bible tells us that Christ comes to bring renewal to all aspects of our lives, and he is calling us to stay engaged, even in the midst of chaos of this world. We are called to be focused and be prepared for Christ, who is here to bring us hope. I'd like to share a personal story with you. I used to play soccer when I was growing up in Haiti. I played the position of defense. My position required me to be near the goalkeeper. Sometimes, when I saw the ball was on the other side of the field, near the other team, I would tell jokes to my goalkeeper. As a goalkeeper, it required him to be extremely focused. I remember one day, as I was telling him a joke, he said to me, "Greg, please don't let your guard down. You don't know when the other team will go on the offensive against us, and you have to be prepared so that you can guard our goalpost." Well, this particular day, I was not focused, and I did let my guard down. Can you all guess what happened? Well, the other team scored. After the game, my coach pulled me aside and gave me one of the best advices that I have ever gotten. He said to me, "Greg, even though the ball is not at your feet, you must always think that it is, so that when the ball comes to the side of your field, you will be ready to defend the goal." See, the ball in this story represents an actual physical object. However, in life, the ball represents the coming of Christ. See, I was distracted. I wasn't prepared. So I was unable to defend the goalpost. But we all can learn that we must always be focused and must be always prepared. Again, I ask you, if Christ were to come today, would you be ready? Friends, let us work relentlessly so that when the hour comes, when the Lord arrives, we will be prepared to meet him face to face. Perhaps some of you might be afraid or worried that you may not be prepared in time. In our passage today, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. No matter what tension we are facing, God assures us of his grace and love. We need not be anxious, concerned, or troubled. Along with being prepared, we must also have faith." David Luce, professor of biblical preaching, wrote, and I quote, "What Jesus is commending is faith. Faith that frees one to be generous. Faith that enables one to leave anxiety behind. Faith that creates in one confidence about a future secured not by human endeavor or achievement, but by God alone. Faithfulness lies primarily on God. We are faithful because God first is faithful and will never let us down." In our gospel passage, when Jesus told his disciples not to be afraid, he compared them to a little flock, a seemingly defenseless group which can be taken advantage of easily. And to make matters even worse, Jesus instructed them to sell all of their possessions and to give it to the poor. Could you imagine you finally purchase your dream car, your dream home, or that nice dress, and Christ instructs you to give it to the poor? Honestly, how many of you will do it? I know it will be hard for me personally. But what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples then, and that what he's telling us now, is to detach ourselves from earthly treasures. When we detach ourselves from earthly treasures, we can focus on the kingdom, and only then will we not be in a state of anxiety. Instead of getting rich by accumulating earthly treasures, attach our hearts to what God ultimately desires and treasures, which is compassion, justice, and mercy for those in need. Jesus is telling you today not to be afraid. Simply place your faith in him who is faithful. My sisters and brothers, may we always have our eyes set on Jesus. May we seek first the kingdom, which Jesus tells us God is pleased to give us. And may we always be prepared for the coming of Christ as we serve him and one another. Amen.